From the newsroom, I'm Lou Bear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Well, the skies are clearing and so are the roadways in Northern California after those surly storms moved through the region this week. I-5 both directions open again after being closed by blizzard conditions. Traffic is now flowing north and south. Caltrans says it took a little extra time to reopen the highway because utility crews had to remove some hazardous trees and restore power lines first. South of San Francisco, the 40-mile stretch of the scenic Highway 1 of the Big Sur, that's also reopened now after storm damage was finally cleaned up. School districts in the North State dealing today with some worry. They've been alerting parents to post on social media threatening violence at school campuses today all across the country. No specific threats, but they have a lot of parents chattering about this, and school officials nationwide are sending out alerts to parents to say police are going to be on the ready to respond just in case. Chico State University police looking for the person who scrawled the racist graffiti outside Chico State Wildcat Recreation Center. Surveillance cameras in the area captured the man wearing dark-colored pants and a hooded sweatshirt or jacket, a backpack, and with a long skateboard, using a pen to write through graffiti. They want to get him and find out his story. Humboldt County, the Yurok Tribal Council issuing an emergency declaration after a number of people have come up missing and human trafficking incidents have been reported on the reservation, too many of the cases involving missing and murdered indigenous women. Yurok Tribal Court says it's got reports from 7 Yurok women, including mothers with young children, who were approached by would-be traffickers. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Yesterday morning about 10 a.m., a California Highway Patrol officer saw one of two vehicles from a homicide suspect be on the lookout advisory traveling west on State Route 299 near milepost marker 25. The male suspect, 42-year-old Jeremy Lacey, taken into custody. While on the scene, a second suspect from that same bolo drove on the scene, contacting officers, 51-year-old Eileen Lacey, taken into custody without incident. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.